Would it not be refreshing to listen to a weatherman say something like this? The Lord God, the creator of heaven and earth, has withheld rain, and so the drought continues. No talk of high pressure or low pressure or fronts coming in. No talk of Mother Nature, but going directly to the master mind behind everything, the Lord God. Then, even more refreshing would be that the weatherman would give a possible reason for the continued drought. Something like this: it would be wise for us to consider whether this lack of rain is a reminder from the Almighty God that we are sinful creatures who have forgotten our Lord. My best advice to you is that you repent of your sins, confess all of them before God, and ask Him for the sake of Jesus Christ, His Son, to be merciful to us and send us rain. Wouldn't that be something if a weatherman would decide to speak in that way? If we listen to the weather news, or any other news for that matter, there's never any mention of God, is there? It's as though there is no God. He doesn't have anything to do with us. But those of us sitting here this morning know better, do we not? We know that there's one all-powerful God who created the heavens and the earth and is in control of all the weather and climate in the entire universe. He sends rain when He wants to send rain. He withholds rain when He wants to withhold rain. All of His provisions of sunshine and rain and all the other things that happen in the world, they all come from Him, and He wants us to recognize them, recognize His presence and influence, to thank Him for all our blessings, and in time of disaster, to go to Him in prayer for all our needs. There is only one God that controls the weather. God's prophet Jeremiah understood this. We read in the 14th chapter of his prophecy, "Are there any among the idols of the nations that can cause rain?" Now, the idols don't have anything to do with it. Remember that 3.5-year-old drought in the time of Elijah? The prophets of Baal couldn't get Baal to do anything that they wanted to, because Baal is no god. But Elijah, the prophet of God, prayed to the Lord, and the Lord ended that drought. The heavens do not provide showers on their own. Jeremiah asks this question: can the heavens give showers? And then he answered his own question by saying, "Are you not He, O Lord, our God? Therefore we will wait for You, since You have made all these." So what should we do in times of drought, floods, hurricanes, any other kind of so-called natural disasters? We should bring our requests to the true God, of course. He is the only one who can control all of these things, for He has made them. And of course, when we pray to God concerning these things, we ought to first of all acknowledge that as sinners, we don't deserve any favors from God. Even if God has made us His children by bringing us to faith in His Son, we still cannot demand any earthly blessings from Him as our due. Rather, we need to do what the prophet Jeremiah did in that time of drought in his country. This is what he prayed: We acknowledge, O Lord, our wickedness and the iniquity of our fathers, for we have sinned against you. There it is, plain and simple, confession of sins. And maybe we sometimes tend to think of our sins as rather minor sins. But Jeremiah used some pretty strong words. Wickedness. We acknowledge our wickedness. He speaks of iniquity and sin. And at that time, in the land of Judah, God's people had gone so far in their wickedness that God told Jeremiah, do not pray for this people for their good. When they fast, I will not hear their cry. When they offer burnt offering and grain offering, I will not accept them. But I will consume them by the sword, by the famine, and by the pestilence. So they had gone so far in their wickedness that they were beyond the point of return. But there were a few like Jeremiah who were willing to admit their sins and plead for God's mercy. So Jeremiah said, do not abhor us for your name's sake. Do not disgrace the throne of your glory. Remember, do not break your covenant with us. Notice the basis for Jeremiah's plea. He says, for your name's sake, your glory, your covenant. So we do not come before our God in prayer on the basis of our own obedience or anything in ourselves. We dare to come to him in prayer because we know his name is grace and mercy and patience and forgiveness. He's our Savior God, who for his own name's sake sent his Son to rescue us from our sin and guilt and shame and forgive us our sins on the basis of the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. So we pray in his name and for his name's sake. And this is the only way we can make our appeal before the Holy God. So whether our problem is weather or distress or any kind of problem, material or spiritual, we come to our God in the name of Jesus, his Son, who died and rose again for our salvation. Jesus is the center of his covenant with us. We call on him on the basis of his own promise to us that he will forgive our sins for Jesus' sake, and also of his promise that he will hear our prayers that come to him in Jesus' name. You know, God has made a covenant with us with regard to the weather. He has told us, he has promised us, that he will never again send a universal flood to cover the earth as he did in the days of Noah. And the sign of that promise is the rainbow. But the greater covenant that God has made with us is the covenant of forgiveness to us on the basis of the work of Jesus Christ, his Son. This is what is written. Your sins are forgiven you for his name's sake. And the sign of that covenant is the cross. We sing in Lutheran service book, hymn number 809, stanzas 2 and 3.